When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text anytime 0487 736 736 right across Western Australia. You're listening to The Run Home with Hayes and Marto.
Welcome back. Let's get a golf update. Baron O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments because the little things are everything. And Larry Canning, a inside golf writer who does a terrific job, is on the line. Larry, welcome to you.
Hello, Hayes. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, how good is LIV Golf and how important has it been to golf here in this country?
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, last year was a real eye-opener. Well, it was 77,000 people through the gates. It was electrifying. You know, there was music playing everywhere. So it took a little while to get used to that. By the end of the week, we knew what to expect. Well, we thought we did, but this was massive. I mean, this is the biggest thing. I've been covering golf for 20 years, Hazen, in the media. I've been playing it for God knows how long as well. And I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've covered two President's Cups, and that's probably as close as we get. But, you just don't get any access at President's Cups. You know, they rope off everything. They rope off the car park, the dunnies. You can't get on at all. The media aren't allowed inside the ropes. LIV Golf has access to it for everyone. And so it's a different animal, totally. And it's what a storybook ending. I mean, Australia winning, the team format, which has been languishing a little bit, I must say. I couldn't quite latch onto it the first year. Australia were kind of in contention, but I think this win will not only change, those four guys' careers and do a lot for Australian golf because so many people were there watching it in this new, totally new format. I think LIV Golf will be making some changes to try and refine the team component, Hayes, like make it more country orientated, all from the same country type thing, or even the same. Yeah, if it's South America who came third, I think. That's enough. That'll do. You know, the four Latino American players, and then have away home and away games. They're looking at that a lot. So I think it'll change. It's still a pretty new. I mean, they're still taking the wrapping off the whole LIV Golf, events, haven't they? I mean, it's brand new. But yeah, I think a few things will change for the better. Australian golf, definitely. We just don't see players like the field that was there. Put aside the moment for a moment that we won. Australia won in dramatic fashion. Just the field. I was reminded walking up and down that practice fairway, Hayes, just looking at Mickelson, Ram, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Koepka.
It's crazy, isn't it?
All just hitting beside each other. Like, you know what? We've never had that.
No.
President's Cups, maybe, but not that close. We couldn't get that closer. But in this format, you can. What you don't see on TV is these massive hospitality things that are going on around it as well, Hayes. It's God knows how many people are in those hospitality areas. They were like 200 metres long by 150 wide, and they were just covered. And they weren't, some of them were watching golf, some weren't. Some of the big screen, they were watching it on that because, it got pretty hard to get near that last group, to get anywhere near that playoff hole. I mean, you nearly had to jump on a helicopter and fly, one of those drones, maybe drones, sit on a great big drone and fly over the top and see it because it was pretty hard to see. But you could tell by the reactions and what was going on. Yeah, it was just so special.
Larry, we need to bring it to Perth. What are our chances? I know our government's making a bit of a play, but Greg Norman pretty strong in his conviction that it stays in Adelaide. They backed them in. But do you see the time changing potentially and another state getting access to this great tournament?
I think it might, only because they've got at some point the Saudis have to get some return on their money. And obviously if they've got two events the size of this one in Adelaide and another one just need next, almost next door, you could call it. It's got to help the coffers. It's got to help generate revenue. And surely at some point they've got to look at that. It didn't seem that Norman was very interested, and the South Australian Premier just shut it down straight away. He said, no way. We took a punt We took a risk. It could have backfired on us. You know, there's so much political crap that goes on with Liv, so much criticism of the source of the money, that it could have really, you know, dumped a massive thing out on top of the premier and his state, but it didn't. It was a massive success. And now people at Perth and Queensland are now looking at, no, we've got to be part of this. And Molinaskis is saying, well, you know, you had your chance. So I took the punt, and now you're jumping on board because it's working. So it's going to be a tough one. At 226, I think he's got it till. And then they'll renegotiate, and he will get first dibs. Yeah, it's probably in the short term, not likely, Hayes.
He's done a good job over there, but our West Aussie, Hannah Green, a good win on the weekend. She now is the top-ranked Aussie player for the first time.
With the Olympics coming up too, mate, yeah, that was a big win for her. I mean, she's won already this year. She won a few months ago in Singapore. So that's two wins this season. She won last year, this same event. So three wins in 18 months. But when you look at her playing record over the 18 months, there's missed cuts. There's, you know, there's tied 54th. It's a weird career she's mapping out for herself, because there's just so many inconsistencies there. When she gets in touch, when she goes near the lead, she's so gritty. She is so gutsy. So much, you know, she got the nerves of steel. She doesn't admit it, but when she talks, she, you know, it's really shy, but. Put her under the pump and she just rips it. I mean, you know, she scares me.
Hopefully there's plenty more to come. Larry, thanks for your time, mate. We do appreciate it.
Good on you, Hayes. Absolute pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Larry Canning there. That was a golf update for Brown O'Day. Don't miss out on the little moments, because the little things are everything.